Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Kickoff return is different than punt return. Eric and I talk about this a lot. You know, you can find kickoff returners. Running backs seem to be really valuable in this new return game thing. And we have really good running backs who are, you know, we have three guys that are really good at it as running backs. And so I'm pretty excited about those guys going forward. Punt return is a whole different thing. You know, how many guys have done both? I had Brian Westbrook was able to do both. James Thrash was only a kick returner. The guys who have been here over the years have been kind of like that. Some have been both. Some have been more punt return oriented. But we need to get settled at punt returner. You know, that's a huge role on the team. Whether it's one of the guys here right now or someone that we are able to bring in, that's an important position for us. I think you're making a good point.
John Harbaugh during the season talking about the return situation, which quite frankly was a disaster a year ago. They signed Deonte Hardy to settle that position down. That he was never healthy. I think his newborn had an illness during training camp. It was never settled.
Was
and then
Desmond
he got hurt.
King for a hot minute.
Desmond King, Steven Sims, Tylan Wallace helped cost them a game against Philly. So it was a disaster a year ago. So with that, do you go and sign a veteran return man,
yes,
or do you look in the draft again?
This was a top six need for them. Like, I think we all were in agreement, and we did six packs and the end of the season after the loss to Buffalo. And Harbs, we just heard the clip spoke emphatically about it, and DaCosta spoke about it a little bit. And their special teams are not good enough. Especially, again, you're trying to win a Super Bowl. You're trying to figure out where on the margins have we not been good enough? Where are we giving plays away, possessions away? Where are we not maximizing our potential returns and setting our offense up and controlling the field of play? And this is one of them. And they need to get better mitigating. They had the second worst special teams EPA in the NFL. So this is an area that needs to be shored up. And I think we found that certain guys can, he just talked about it. Certain guys can do it and certain guys can't. And the idea that one guy's going to do both, they don't seem to believe in. So I don't think it's Keaton Mitchell. If you wanted to lean into a running
back,
they've
never let him punt return.
Right.
So, yeah.
So they don't trust him, and for good reason. They see practice, they know. So yeah, I'd like to get, I mean, look, these kind of guys become available. Whether it doesn't have to be a free agent. You trade a fifth and move some draft position or whatever to get a guy somewhere else who that team is willing to part with because they're going to draft his replacement or whatever. I think it remains to me a fairly critical need, and it's one I hope they address with someone who has an NFL resume doing it.
For sure. And they tried to do that with Deonte Hardy, but unfortunately, like you said, Kenny got hurt. But even when he was healthy, it wasn't all that good either.
It's funny how quickly the door closes on a guy's prime. That guy was a Pro Bowl guy. It was obvious when he was on the field, he wasn't that guy anymore.
obviously, punt return was the bigger issue of the two, where you just have guys that got spooked and would let balls bounce because they had fumbled earlier in the game, and we saw that numerous times. But in total, kick return and punt return, 9 different guys returned kicks for the Ravens last year.
No point.
I do. And in season, Chris Horton's trying to tell us that was by design. Remember that? We had fun with that clip.
That was good.
Yeah.
I
just keep spinning the wheel.
I do think it's fair to point out the last time they had a good return man was Devin Duvernay.
Yes.
They drafted him in the third round, and he did both punts and kicks. And then they knew he wasn't the same guy anymore and let him go. Jacksonville signed him to a deal. They cut him after 1 year. So that's why another example of the door closing.
I mean, I'm not saying you can't find the guy in college, but it is different. It is a little different up here. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a key enough need that if you can pick up a vet, if you could trade one of these 9,000 draft picks you have, especially at the back end of the draft, to pick up a vet, to rent him for a year, to know that, I'm not saying you still don't draft competition for him, but you've got someone here who you know at the very least has the spatial awareness and the understanding of when to field the ball and when not to, when to run out of bounds. Like, I'm just asking for competency. I'm not saying it's got to be special.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying go sell out for somebody. I'm saying get somebody on your roster who you know, if all else fails, this guy can do the job. He can catch the ball. He knows when to fair catch it. He knows when to let it roll. He gets it.
And we've seen several really good return men in Baltimore over the course of their franchise's history. But yeah, that's bare minimum stuff. Just catching the ball, coming down with it on a fair catch, which seemed like an issue. But I think the other side of it too, guys, if you get that veteran that can do both, it was poor returning in both areas, kick return and punt return. But they didn't really take advantage of the new kick return situation either side. I mean, because ultimately they kept booting it through the end zone anyways and didn't really mess with return.
Frankly, just give me somebody who can be a good punt returner. And the punt return game cost him at least one game. Could have cost him more. Desmond King's fumbles, Steven Sims fumbles. Could have cost him the Wallace situation. Could have cost him multiple games. With the rules the way they are, I'm okay with Keaton Mitchell returning kickoffs. But they need a guy that's not going to embarrass them on punt returns.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah. Would we want like a Wiggins or anybody doing that? Or is that like juice not?
No, he's too skinny. Like, yeah. He gets hit now. I don't want him out there. They had him out there. Remember, it looked like he got hurt in one game on special teams just covering a kickoff return.
No, I think it should be something that's addressed from a vet standpoint. I mean, look, at this point, it's fair to say they're not going to spend any money anywhere else besides on their own players. Jeez,
they're splitting Michael Pierce's retirement money, telling you they got no money. They're not spending big.
So whatever pass rusher they get, if they get anybody, is probably Calais Campbell or someone like him for a couple $1 million. We think they're done on offense.
Yeah.
Other than possibly trading Mark Andrews.
No, but I mean, but taking on salary.
Yeah.
So they're done there.
Maybe the returner's a receiver, but yeah.
Not so, I'm just saying, like, picking up some veteran who makes a couple million dollars as somebody's proven number four, number five receiver who is primarily a return guy, should not be too much of an ask.
No.
Because I don't see where else the money's coming from. We talked about it a lot the last 2 weeks. They need to get Hamilton redone. If you're smart, you're getting Lamar signed for you're buying 3 to 5 more years of control on Lamar Jackson. Most of that money is going to come down the road. Like, I would say next to a Calais Campbell / D line / edge reunion. And who knows? Maybe you can get Judon and Calais Campbell at some point in time for less than $5 million in real money. Either way, this should be something that they're willing to spend a few million bucks on. Jace, I think it's worthy of it.
We know that there's work to be done on the defensive side, but there's still a lot of work to be done in special teams. In returner, they need a new kicker. Jordan Stout needs to be better. The coverage units need to be better.
Don't you think this is one of those things where Harbs is, because he values special teams so much, he's telling Erica, like, I need a guy who can return punts.
I mean, look, there might be somebody who he loves in the sixth round of this draft. He's like, I want this. And if we don't get him, then, you know, you've always got your emergency list of guys you think will be on the street. I just think, to your point, if there is someone out there on another roster who's available, who's either out there as a free agent or he's on somebody else's roster and you think you could get him, and Harbaugh really wants him, I would say go get him.
Yeah, it's not going to cost you. Like, it's about cost. Is it cost effective? This kind of guy's cost effective. He's not going to break your...
They should be willing to pay a little bit of a premium to get somebody in who they think rectifies this problem for next year. As long as this guy's healthy, this guy's good enough to do the job.
Coming up next, we get back to the Orioles, and there was a lot of stuff coming out with the Orioles over the weekend, whether it's the rotation being set, signing another pitcher, what's the infield going to look like, the rotation being old. Orioles, what is this roster going to look like on Thursday? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.